Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch! Get up and rip this motherfucker's butt open! Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock!
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you've woken up the demon in me! Hi. Good evening, everybody.
What's up?
I don't know if Joe's talking to me. We fought before the show. So let's just we can wait this out and see if Joe's talking to me. Hold on. We'll wait. Today, Ham Radio Show. We're live on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Of course, hamradioshow.com. All a part of the show. Let's see. Eddie sucks the big bedo. Right, that's normal for Joe, so that's good. I guess maybe he's going to speak through the chat room or the puppet, I guess. 718-577-1389.
Joe's not talking to you.
There you go.
You fat fuck.
Yeah. But see, if I say anything, I'm an asshole. So.
You are an asshole.
There we go.
Yes. And he's just an asshole, that's all.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, fucking Danny Puppet. At least you're...
Joe told me to say that.
Well, at least you're definitely more articulate than the guy with his hand up your ass.
Oh.
It is the Ham Radio Show, like I said. Me and Joe are arguing with each other, so expect a fucking great show this evening on the program today. We also have Spank Bank Girl of the Week. The one and only Ginger Banks will be on the program. I have no clue if Ricky Love's showing up. Billy not in the building, so Java is sitting in. Jabba Boy is sitting in. As I guess Joe is Danny, and Danny is Joe. And just like the real Danny, they're not talking to me, so it doesn't really matter.
Just like any regular time, right?
Yeah. It's a normal show here today on the thing, boys and girls. It's all right.
You have no couth.
I have no couth.
None at all.
Spell couth, motherfucker. Spell couth.
I can't.
I beg of you, spell couth. Yeah,
that's
buddy.
That's for you, Uncle.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's for you. That's for you.
Yes.
Yeah, take one of those. There you go. Enjoy.
I suck.
Yes. I suck. I'm fighting with Joe, who has a puppet on his arm. But I suck.
Yes.
Anyway.
Joe's not talking to you.
Is Joe not talking? Is Joe, no. Is Joe going to speak through the puppet? I just need to know what the parameters of this argument is.
I don't know.
You don't know yet?
No.
You don't know yet?
I'm only a puppet. What do I know?
You are a puppet. In more ways than one, folks.
Derp, 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 derp.
There you go. There's your song.
I don't like that music.
I don't give a shit.
I want something cool.
Pretend it's cool.
Play something by Marvin Gaye.
How about just half of it?
It sounds like Mr. Ed.
Yeah, well. You are actually more like a jackass. Puppet Danny is not pleased. We know that. Puppet Danny is not pleased. He's never fucking... Either is the regular Danny.
No.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, so what are you going to do?
I want new music.
Well, you can't have new music unless you set up something yourself there, Puppet Danny, because... Yeah, but why is it Puppet Danny? It's Danny Puppet.
Danny Puppet.
Why are we all dyslexic like Joe? It's Danny Puppet. His first name is Danny, his last name is Puppet. God damn it.
Well, I didn't name you. You did.
I named you, yes. Yeah. You bought you.
Yeah.
Well, actually, sorry. Joe bought you.
Who's Joe?
Joe is the guy with his hand up your ass and head.
Oh, that's it.
And I working your right arm.
I know.
And I am doing the naming, and I named you, Danny Puppet.
Danny Puppet.
Because Puppet Danny sounds stupid.
Could be.
It's horrible. Java, which is better, Puppet Danny or Danny Puppet?
I don't know. Six in one hand, half a dozen in the other to me.
That was horrible.
They both got a hand up their ass.
Yeah, but which sounds better? You have to make decisions in life.
I would say Danny Puppet does sound a bit better.
All right, so point for me.
Okay.
Well, you want since there was voting yesterday, you want to do some? You could do voting on the website here.
I know.
Baloney Tits, how are you, sir? Carla, how are you? Carla, not Baloney Tits. That was John referring to me as Baloney Tits. That's John Baloney Tits, by the way. Carla, he got a chance with me above all of you. What, Danny Puppet?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm hot.
Danny Puppet. Danny Puppet, you gonna fuck Carla?
If I could.
Carla, you're not gonna fuck him because he's white.
Yeah. And besides, I have a cotton dick.
Yeah.
Cotton balls.
Cotton balls. Yes.
And if Carla's, like, really wet, then your cotton dick's gonna expand at least,
which is nice. I'm very cute.
You are very demented.
But then, at that point, wouldn't it become a tampon?
Oh.
Well, basically, that's what Carla uses, so I'm guessing that we're fine.
Okay.
Carla, are you maxi pads or tampons? What are you on by now? I just need to know. I like to fill in the blank here, folks. You know.
You're not answering.
What? Who's not answering? Carla?
These
nuts? Yes.
Oh, yes. What is
she
that?
I guess she wants your cotton dick.
Okay.
By the way, the Facebook Live suite is open for business, obviously, because we're reading it. Nick, the Canadian Unified Network technician, is in there. He put a poll, by the way, on hamradioshow.com. I'm guessing for either the name of the puppet. It's either Puppet Danny or Danny Puppet. And that's on hamradioshow.com. You can go there and put your vote in. Well, you don't get new music. This is the music you get.
Derp, 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 derp.
You get the derp song.
It sounds like Mr. Ed.
Because you're fucking a derp. That's what you are.
Derp, 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 derp.
Carla's saying that she had a hysterectomy, so she has no use for any of them.
She had a hysterectomy?
A hysterectomy.
Oh.
Isn't a hysterectomy is when they pull out the insides, right? The vaginal lining of your veg. Oh. Carla, what did you have? Carla, call the fucking show. Why do I talk to you via this shit? Before, let me precurse that. Call on a good phone. That would be fucking great. That would be wonderful. If Carla, by the way, would call on a regular phone, it'd be wonderful. But she doesn't do that half the time. It's usually through the phone. It sounds like she's underwater. Did you ever hear when Carla calls? It sounds like she's in a blender underwater. Every time. Everyone else, fine. Carla's phone calls are like, and then she doesn't. And then she gets mad when we don't answer. I think he should be called Carla's white puppet. No,
I like that.
Joe is your white puppet.
I like that. It's nice. Thank you, Carla.
There you go.
Give me a kiss.
Yes.
I
don't know what she's answering. What's the number? It's only been in the chat room 17 times, Carla. 718-577-1389. Later on in the show, do we have Ginger Banks, by the way, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
Ooh.
Is going to be on the show, and maybe Danny Puppet can...
she's hot.
Yeah. You want a Danny Puppet? You want to talk to her
no.
later?
No,
you don't want to talk to her? Does Joe want to?
I'm afraid of women.
You're afraid of women?
Yeah.
Well, that's just like the real Danny.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have no... This is what happened. Before Carla... I don't know if Carla is calling or not calling, whatever. I'll call in an hour. No, we have a guest in an hour, Carla. You can't call in an hour. Silly rabbit. Everyone wants to play by their own rules. We have a guest at the top of the hour. She was going to call during the 7 o'clock hour, so we can't actually have you call during the 7 o'clock hour because I won't pick up. Because I'm talking to Ginger Banks, who gets naked for us.
Ooh.
She's like our show, like porn star. She's great. Raven, how are you, beautiful?
Does she do sex acts?
Who?
The girl.
Which girl? You don't even know her name because you're not paying attention to the show, are you?
I was paying attention to the girl.
Which girl?
That one.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Ginger Banks.
Banks, yes, there that was it. Ginger Banks.
Very good. Way to cover up there, Joe Puppet.
I knew it all the time.
You sound fucking possessed.
Woo!
He doesn't like the Derp song, but he's dancing to that. Go figure.
Fuck him.
How about some Marvin Gaye? Huh? Marvin Gaye, I like him.
Yeah, you're not getting Marvin Gaye. The only one that first off gets Let's Get It On is when Ricky Love shows up.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
So you'll hear the doorbell when he comes in, and then we'll know that he's here.
Okay.
That's how we know
Why don't you give him the Mr. Red music?
Because he doesn't need the music. This is the puppet song. This is your song.
Derp,
derpity, derp, derp. Derp, derp,
derp, derp, derp, derp.
Because you're a puppet.
Derp, 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 derp.
And then when Ricky Love comes in the studio, he gets this.
I like this.
Yeah, you don't even get the full song, Puppet. You're not deserving of the full song.
I like that music. No. I want that one.
By the way, was that you, Java? You never go full derp?
Yep, that was me.
These are lines you're supposed to say on the air. See, that's why we put a microphone in front of you. Raven, yes, Raven, hi, baby. Raven is fucking gorgeous. Beautiful woman.
Is she?
And yes, she does take naked pictures, Joe, so you'll
be fine. How old is she?
I don't fucking know. I don't ask a woman her age. What are you, retarded?
Well.
You don't ask a woman her age.
I'm a puppet. Oh, it's Wendy.
Oh, Wendy. Hi, Wendy the retard.
Yeah, get out of the chat room, Wendy.
Now, Wendy, by the way, Wendy was supposed to call. She got busy. She was cleaning her room last week. That was what she told me. That was the excuse.
It's about time.
She was cleaning her room. So Wendy the retard, who was supposed to be on the show last week to give us her retarded ideas, which, by the way, I don't know if Joe's going to even answer her. And then Billy was supposed to get some, from her, was going to get retarded ideas.
Ooh.
And, of course, Billy not here today either, so... We're batting a fucking thousand. Plus, Joe's fucking arguing with me, and I don't know if we're fucking... I don't know if Joe is even on the show
Joe's
today.
Not here.
I know. Joe's not here today.
He was outside.
So I can only deal with the puppet.
He's watching TV.
He's watching TV?
Yeah.
What was Joe watching?
Dexman.
Oh. You watching X-Men?
Dexman.
Dexman?
Dexman.
Why do you have a lisp? Why do you have a lisp?
Excuse me.
Why can't you just fucking be normal? Wendy likes the puppet. Wendy, you want to talk to puppet?
Yeah.
Danny Puppet, you have to call the show. 718-577-1389. And then you can talk to the puppet.
Is Wendy pretty?
She wants to date him a little bit.
Ooh.
So Wendy and the puppet are going to go out.
I'm hot.
Is also nice.
I'm very hot.
Oh, by the way, speaking of romantic encounters, and this story actually really fucking interests me a lot. Did you see the story about Batman?
No.
About Ben Affleck? He's terrified. There's supposedly a sex tape out.
Ooh.
Roaming around. Ooh. When he was in his drunken days. That's why he ended up going to rehab. Ben Affleck's ex-girlfriend threatened to release a homemade sex tape.
Ooh.
All right. Now, she's fucking hot as fuck. Her name is, what the hell is her name here? Shauna Sexton. Shauna Sexton, who's hot as fuck.
How many millions does she want for not
releasing
the tape?
That's the thing.
I have a sex tape.
Yes, of course you do.
I do.
What's your sex tape?
What is it, scotch tape?
No, I was making out with lamb chop.
Oh, you're making out with lamb chop?
Yeah, yeah. Try a sheep.
You were having sex with a sheep?
Well, lamb chop.
I got fucked by a horse. Okay.
There you go. Blah, 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 blah. Radar Online is reporting that Shauna Sexton told Ben that she didn't need him anymore and she was going to be the next Kim Kardashian. He and his team took the threat very, very, very seriously. So we got that going on. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's on the phone?
It's Carla Forrest, and I'm not in the river this time.
Yay! Hey! Carla's on a real fucking phone!
Buddy.
Yay! Good job.
Good. I'm telling you, I think the puppet should be called Carlo's white
cool
puppet.
Story, bro.
Yeah, that's not happening. Sorry.
I'll be your puppet anytime, honey.
You are you literally, Joe. You are her puppet. I mean, puppet Danny. Sorry, I broke the illusion. So what's going on, Carlo? What? Can I ask a question? What's going on with you and Facebook? Why am I getting messages that you're like, people are driving you nuts? What the fuck is going on?
Oh, it's
now?
This whole, you know, I did the tribute for Dennis Hoff and everything, and it has just kind of blown up, and everybody's tagging me and everything that has to do with them, and people that are against it or, you know, not against it and whatnot. And it's just irritating. Like, I don't care whether you're against him or not. Like, just leave me out of it. You know, like, I pay tribute to him just because, you know, as a fan and whatnot, and it's just been crazy what I've been tagged in. It's just stupid at this point.
Yeah, but hold on for a minute. What was the tribute? Don't rush over shit. The tribute was
me being a fan and, you know, what I thought he stood for, you know, as far as, you know, how he helped women out and stuff like that. A lot of people don't agree with it, you know, and then the fact that he won today, and I think I sent you something that, you know, if you want to use for your show, you can, or you don't have to, or whatever, and I basically said,
what did you send?
Dennis Hoff. I sent you, it's a pic, it was like an image that I made. It said, Dennis Hoff won, fuckers, and now we get to choose who takes his, you know, who basically takes his seat, so.
When did you send that to me?
It's in your messenger.
Oh, I have like 42 different messages. So.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry. I will
no,
definitely,
it's fine.
You, it is right that Hoff did win. Won by, what was funny is the one picture from the Bunny Ranch is that he won by 69%.
I love it.
How fucking great is that?
The irony.
Yeah, the only Dennis. Irony,
yes.
Only Dennis would fucking win by 69%.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. So, all right. So now they get to pick. The Republicans get to pick the successor, the guy who, guy or girl, whoever the fuck's going to take the spot that Dennis would have occupied. That's what we're at right now.
So
that's the political angle. Now, what the fuck? What bullshit are you getting on the Facebook though? Like, why are
it's
you?
Just, but like, some people are saying,
you?
If he died, and I'm like, if he died, like, are you kidding me? Like, that's already been. It's just to have to even explain everything that I'm being tagged in. It's just, it's dumb. And
wait,
it's just,
hold on. They're slow down. They're tagging you because they're claiming that Dennis Hoff didn't, like, what, he fake his own death?
Right, like some conspiracy theory of sorts. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, that's already been determined. There is no if he passed away or anything like that. It's like,
yeah, he's dead.
I'm just like, please, retard, stop tagging me in this stuff. This is stupid, you know? I don't know. There's just a whole lot of talk that I don't even understand half of it, so.
All right, I'm just, because you left me like a weird voicemail thing going like, I'm going to fucking have to fucking rip people new assholes and blah. And I'm like, I'm listening to
it. Yeah, it's irritating.
Yeah, but fuck, why do we care so much? Why do we care what the fuck the internet has to say?
I don't know why I cared so much, but I did. Like I said, I was a huge fan of his. I was supposed to go work for him back in April. And, you know, I don't know. I just have a lot of, I feel like unfinished business.
Why didn't you work for him in April, though?
Well, I was underwater in the last show. You have to have a permit or a license to be a working girl in the state of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Since I had something that was kind of going against me, so they were actually going to put me at the Love Ranch. Well, I had some personal issues come up, so I wasn't able to go down and work for Dennis down there. And, you know, it's weird that they always say everything always works out, you know, for a reason. Unfortunately, you know, Dennis passed away, and now the Love Ranch being shut down and everything, and it could be, you know, why I didn't end up down there. But,
yeah, but he's got six other fucking ranches. Why? You could still go down there and make a pretty penny.
You have to be licensed to work, though.
Yeah, but you can go, and they will help you get the license.
That's, I think I spoke to Rodney and another gal down there, and they said, you know, that unfortunately I was a little bit behind in some child support, and I'm like, well, working there would get it paid up, you know, and so, but, you know, who knows? It's still a possibility. You never know, so.
See, that's the power of being a woman, too. You can make more money on your fucking back. Like, you, there's no male fucking place we can go to.
Mm-mm.
And, like, yo, I'll fuck you for $20 a pop. What the hell? You know what I mean? Like, oh, you got a coupon? That's good. We'll get you in there.
You got a coupon?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't physically fucking do that. But so someone like Carla with, you know, beautiful titties and a nice ass can go out there and make, she can be pulling in, like, $5,000 a fucking week. And they get a percentage, but she still makes out with, like, $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I mean, because you have living expenses and whatnot at the ranch. I get all that. And you have your medical and everything else. But literally.
But, I mean, yeah. I mean, it definitely, you know, it was always, you know, if they could help me get down there, I would have loved to have gone down there. You know, I like I said, I had some personal issues at that particular time that came up that I couldn't go and work for the Love Ranch, which is where you didn't need the sheriff's card. So, like I said, everything usually works out for a reason, and unfortunately, you know, Dennis passed away. And
you're not going to try to go do this anymore? You're done with it?
I want to say that I'm done with it. I imagine they've got, you know, their hands tied up with other issues going on right now, so I haven't really reached out for that specific issue or anything like that. But the tribute was played through iPlug 365, which is, you know, who I kind of work for now, and, okay. Or not work for, but air through now and stuff too, so... if anybody wanted to hear it and listen to it, but
now,
you know,
I
go ahead.
I was going to say, do you have a show or what?
Yeah, I do. It's iPlug 365, and then it's played Saturday morning 7 a.m. And so that's where you guys can hear it if you want.
No, but
if
what
you
is,
care to hear
is,
it.
Is the show called iPlug 365, or is it the Carla Kitty Show, or is it?
No, it's called the Carla Kitty Show, but it's played through iPlug 365.
Oh.
So I'll send the link in the comments. If you want me to.
You should call it, like, I Love Black Cock.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You'll probably get, like, a buttload of people listening.
You need a puppet.
Well, the Kardashians were tagged in it. Lamar was tagged in it. You know, and I wrote some silly little thing, and it's I'm sure I pissed off the Kardashians in what I said, because I said,
oh,
I
no, not the Kardashians. Fuck the Kardashians.
I said something that, Dennis, I could have got you double if I had Lamar or something like that, and... Yeah, but there's a few people pissed off.
I'm trying to understand. I still don't. Am I the only one in America that doesn't get the Kardashians?
No,
like, I don't get them.
I don't get them either.
I don't get at all why they have jobs. And what I mean by jobs is any form of payment for doing anything. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, why do they exist? Why? I'm left with that question.
They were born with silver spoons in their mouths. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and
their
cocks
mom married
in their
what's
ass.
The name, lawyer or whatever. What, was it O.J. Simpson's lawyer? Which lawyer did she marry?
No. Rob Kardashian. What was the fucking Kardashian's father's name? Hold on, let's go to Joe. Oh, Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, what was the Kardashian's dad's name?
Mr. Kardashian.
That's fucking great, thanks. Joe, by the way, so Joe and me are fighting. That's why Joe's not talking right now. He's talking through the puppet.
That's right.
He's working on his feelings through the puppet.
You mean Robert Kardashian?
It was Rob. I was right. I knew the son was named after him, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, he was on OJ's dream team. And
she married that guy, and that's how they all came into the money, from what I understand.
Yeah. But the real money came in when she fucked Ray J.
True.
And then Ray J put out a story. I don't even know where the story was, because I don't know where it is right now to look it up. But I'm paraphrasing. Supposedly he did a news story about how Kim had like $80,000 worth of sex toys in a Louis Vuitton suitcase that she would bring with her.
Jeez.
To the actual, like, rendezvous, and she would use them because she's, like, sex obsessed. Good for her. Yet again, not
I can't dog her for that.
Yeah, not a criteria.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, not a criteria to be famous, though. Because if we were, if we literally were going by how many times we came, like, literally, I'd be a billionaire.
Oh, my God.
I came this morning.
So, hey, did you guys ever find Marcus at the Erotica?
Yes, we found Marcus. By the way, hold on for 1 second. Casey Armstrong, awesome that you're fucking listening, by the way.
Hi, Casey.
Casey Armstrong, formerly of the Stern Show, now has his own program and a soon-to-be best-selling book. I don't know if it is a best-selling book yet, so Casey, congratulations on that.
Are you related to Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Absolutely not, there. Fucking Danny Puppet. It's totally not the same. but anyway, yeah, with Marcus was funny because Marcus was at, we were at the Exotica over the weekend. And we were going to, yet again, I was going to show everybody all the shit that Joe stole, but it doesn't work well with Java in here only. It doesn't work well because Danny and Billy not in the studio today. And Danny Puppet doesn't give a shit.
No.
So we were there for 10 minutes. 10 fucking minutes, Joe. Me and Marcus were getting our ass kicked in the dungeon area.
Oh, it's great.
By the beautiful dominatrix ladies.
I know.
Who were very nice, very cordial.
I wish I was the one doing the beating.
Well, there's a shock. Yeah, as you can see, Joe is very mature.
His ass is red.
Yeah, I know. So while we were in there doing that, by the time that Marcus was done, which means I did a Facebook Live video, and I'm talking about from the span of Marcus with the dominatrix, and finished. Joe, at this point, already had a giant bag full of free shit.
Yeah.
Now, to the point where I need to understand, because why one needs 74 fucking bottle openers, like 64 lighters, the stupid things that go on the back of your cell phones.
I got a lot of those.
He's got a ton of those T-shirts. What's the T-shirts I can get?
I got a dozen.
All right, because you got T-shirts, you give them to your wife, give them to, you know, you.
Yeah, I was going to say, can he mail some out to me?
Yeah, mail one to Carla, whatever.
Too bad you guys saw Marcus. I was hoping you all lost him and just left him there, but darn.
Are you and Marcus still warring? Are you having a meeting?
I'm not even fighting with him anymore. I blocked him on everything. I couldn't stand to see his shit anymore. So.
Oh, that's mean. Why can't we all just get along? Why does Joe have to fight with me? Why do you have to fight with Marcus?
You're a dick.
Yeah, Marcus is an asshole. I could not handle it anymore. I had had enough of it, and I was just like, all right, I'm done. Just washed my hands of it.
All right. I can't wash my hands of Joe because his hand's up a puppy's ass right now. So, what are you going to do?
No. But it is what
it
is.
Oh, by the way, Marcus.
Maybe one day he'll change or grow up, and I don't know. Maybe we'll be friends.
Well, wait a minute. Marcus just sent this to you.
Oh, Lord. See, he still finds a way to communicate.
Yes, through the Facebook Live suite. Yep. He wants you to know that you are a fucking cunt.
Shocker. I already knew that. Thanks, love.
And that's from Marcus. He wanted you.
And it was all caps.
All caps. Yes, I forgot to mention all caps.
What a vocabulary.
So you're a fucking cunt. That's from Marcus.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel the love still. I know he still loves me. It's all good.
Let's see if Marcus calls you anything else, or is that it? Is it just fucking cunt?
That's not a memo. I've already got that memo. Many, many a times I got that memo from Marcus. So that's nothing new.
Yeah.
So, Marcus, eat my asshole.
Marcus, she says, eat her asshole! In all caps!
In all caps, that's right.
I think he likes that.
He probably would eat your asshole. Where's the downside of eating your asshole? I mean, you definitely have to go fucking clean it first. I'm not going to do it after taco.
Well, that would be the downside.
Yeah. God damn it. I'm not doing that. But by the way, so he left it as fucking cunt is literally all we are, so.
I figured.
All right.
But anyways, thanks, guys, for taking my call. Appreciate it. Love you guys. Have a great show.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Love you. I want you.
Yeah, see, I have nothing but love, even though Joe's a cunt.
I want her.
Oh, come on, children.
I'm having a ball. I don't give a shit. I'm having a great day, even though Joe's a festering wad of twat. Marcus also replies with, fucking D-list! In all caps, pretending to be an A! So there you go. That's what Mark is. Marcus, call the show, 718-577-1389. I don't think we're taking commercials, because the amount of work it would take me to fucking process a commercial and play one, I'm not going to do it. We're going to go commercial-free today. No, we'll save all those commercials for next week.
No money this week.
Well, there you go. Okay. I can do live reads all fucking show if you want.
Next week we won't have a show. It'll just be all commercials to make up for this week.
I don't know. That's if Joe's still talking to me. Wait, we got more. I don't have I don't have to like Carla to still want to fuck her.
Lucky I'm talking to you.
Wait, shut up, puppet. I'm busy.
Okay.
Why can't I see what Marcus writes? This, did he block me too? No, it's in the fucking chat room. How can you not read it?
He writes in invisible ink.
I will soon. I can't see his comments good. Well, you blocked Carla. You blocked him. So anything he writes, you're not going to see anyway.
You're not going to see it, yeah.
Isn't that how it works? I mean, I failed math, but if you block somebody from doing that, it's enlightenment. It doesn't work. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's that. Back on the Batman, though, the Ben Affleck thing intrigues me so much because, number one, it was probably when he was in a drunken stupor. They're saying when he made this fucking sex tape, he was probably blitzed out of his fucking gourd when he was making the sex tape. So that right there. Because it's like a sloppy, drunk Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's wearing the Batman costume during it. I don't know nothing. I would love just to see the fucking video because that, to me, would be hysterical.
To see
a drunken Ben Affleck in a sex tape. Because then all the bullshit where he acts holier than thou and better than everybody goes right out the fucking window. Goes right out the fucking window. It's gone.
It might have been in his fat days.
It might have been. He's never been fat.
Oh, yes. He was very fat. I saw him in the Inquirer.
You saw him in the Inquirer? Because everything you believe in the Inquirer.
That's right. But I had a picture.
Yeah. And by the way, they're also saying that they are really fighting this. Like, they're really, 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 really fighting this. So that gets me also thinking that it's not just hullabaloo and bullshit.
Mm.
That it really is out there, and there really is, like, a fucking sex tape out there. Because why would you give a fuck? Why would you turn... You would literally turn around and go, fuck you, show it. Show it. Why not?
I don't want to see his ass.
Well, I don't want to see his ass. We've already seen his dick in the movie Gone Girl.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is the difference? You see Batman's ass. Who the hell cares? Also, the other question that brought this to mind was, Nick, if you want to put this as a question on hamradioshow.com, or even in here in the Facebook Live suite, what celebrity would you want to see a sex tape of who hasn't made a sex tape? You know what I mean? Like, who hasn't made a sex tape? Somebody, a celebrity out there, and we all know that Betty White's on the table. We
got yes.
You know what I mean? Betty White, and this could be in the tape.
I got fucked by a horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't know. But if there's a celebrity out there that you want to see in a sex tape, I want to hear about it.
Donald Trump.
You want Donald Trump in a sex tape?
Yeah, he goes out with great looking women.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Shut up.
He buys them.
Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump. This is what I need to hear.
Unbelievable. I love you people. I hear them a lot. They're as talented.
Yeah. When she sees his dick. Thanks. And then some whipping. That's not good. That's not a good. We got Marcus saying Scarlett Johansson,
ooh,
which is a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would see. To me, I want. Remember the girl from? She was in Ghost Rider. She doesn't even make movies anymore. She's not. Was it Eva Mendes? What was her fucking name? That chick. I want to see naked. I've always wanted to see her naked. She was in also a movie with Joaquin Phoenix in the beginning of the movie. She's like fucking fingering herself. That's the whole beginning of the movie. She's playing with herself in the beginning of the movie. And I think that's Eva Mendes or whatever the fuck her name was.
Hmm.
Is it Eva Mendes?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, beautiful.
Very
good. You want to see that one?
What's that?
You didn't want... You were like, hmm.
Oh, no, no. I was agreeing with you. Okay. I was like,
so, So who's yours?
I didn't give it much thought.
Well, fucking think. That's why I ask questions. God damn it. That's my inner fucking scream today because of the show. Between Joe's shit and you not thinking, and I got a puppet that keeps eyeballing me. That's all I
At least it
had.
Doesn't have a knife in its hand.
No. Fuck that puppet. He ain't Chucky. Chucky would kick that puppet's ass.
I'm plotting your death.
Yeah, plot. I can plot yours too. Give me a fucking scissors.
Ah.
I'll cut your thumb off. Uh-oh. That's what I'll do, you fucking puppet.
I have an arm I'm not using.
We got Shamar Moore being thrown out as a name. Let's see. We got that. But what the fuck are you picking up? Your fucking dead hand?
No.
Jesus Christ. I don't know why Trish is talking about frosting. Oh, she wants to fuck Cake Boss. That's why. Ooh. So Trish is saying Cake Boss.
Green icy.
You want to... Wait, hold on for a minute, Trish. You want to watch a sex tape of Cake Boss, Buddy Velasco. If I believe that's his name, right? Buddy Velasco? Cake Boss fucking... in a sex tape. That's what you want. Like, we have all the celebrities in the world. You're picking the Cake Boss to fuck.
Yeah, but at least he'll eat good.
You'll always eat good around him, but that's who you want to see in a sex tape? That's fucking horrible. Like, wait, George Clooney, Ed Norton, Matt Damon, all these fucking good-looking dudes that float around Hollywood. I would even watch Tom Hanks fuck. I would watch anybody fuck. I don't think there's any celebrity I wouldn't watch.
Yeah.
I would watch Roseanne fuck. I don't give a shit. You think I really give a fuck? I don't care. I would watch it. Why would I
wouldn't get off
it?
On it necessarily,
no, I'm not jerking off to it. I'm not jerking my bag to
it's
it.
It's more out of the curiosity of watching it.
No,
you know? It's like
I would literally go to the whatever website, or you put the DVD in, or if it's a bootleg VHS, and I'd sit there like this.
Let's get ready to rumble!
And I just sit there watching the fucking movie. I watched the Hogan one. I didn't want to see Hogan naked. I watched it, though. I've watched, I think, every sex tape that's out there. Every celebrity sex tape. And if you go to, all those porn things, the porn sites, you can just fucking literally put that in your search engine and watch all the sex tapes you want from all the celebrities, top to bottom. I never had to buy any of them. And you know that everybody in America watched the Pam Anderson, Tommy Lee one.
No, of course.
The motherfucker steered a ship with his dick. All right? With his fucking dick.
Yep.
Amazing.
Literally, his dick, people.
Yeah.
And then he beeped the horn on the boat. It was more like this. But whatever, he beeped it with his dick. All right, what else we got? Rihanna. Rihanna's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna, I think, would automatically buy, like, on purpose, make a sex tape. Like, half her videos that she does now.
Yeah, they're pretty close to it.
Are pretty close to it. So, why, like, literally, an insertion would be the only thing different. Ryan Reynolds, which would be good. I would enjoy Ryan Reynolds. He's my man crush. Mm-hmm. I always say that. Deadpool is my definite man crush. I'd watch. See, that's the thing. I don't think that there's a celebrity. Here's question two, then, to add to this. Try to name a celebrity I wouldn't watch in a sex tape.
Kermit.
I'd fucking watch Kermit fuck Miss Piggy.
Ooh.
I wouldn't have a problem with that whatsoever.
Keith Richards.
Ooh.
Keith Richards, I mean, at least watch him get blown. Because you know there's not going to be a lot of movement in it.
No. No.
He's not known for being like a gazelle.
Yeah.
He's an old, wrinkled fucking smoker who definitely smells like a pack of Newports. Okay? He's not going to really get up and go frolic while he's fucking. Now, Mick Jagger still, you know, fucks like a racehorse. But I would definitely, you know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, not think that the other one is doing that.
No.
All right? So the Rolling Stones are out. John Cena, I'd watch. I would not watch John Cena fuck. Why would I? We almost watched him fuck Amy Schumer in Trainwreck.
Generous.
And I watch it. You would hold on. Wait, hold on. I would so watch Ellen because she would fuck Portia de Rossi in the tape. How do I not watch Portia de Rossi fuck? See, this is, you guys aren't thinking. You're not giving me ones that I wouldn't watch. I would definitely watch two lesbians eat each other out.
There you go, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy, where is Nancy Pelosi? She's on the list.
No, I just pulled it out of my head.
Nancy Pelosi, depending on who was fucking Nancy Pelosi, I would still watch it.
Chuck Schumer.
I watch it. Nancy Pelosi would fuck Chuck Schumer? Tell me you wouldn't watch that tape, though. You wouldn't watch Chuck Schumer or fuck Schumer, whatever the fuck his name would be in the movie. You know what I mean? You wouldn't watch that, and I'd watch it. See, that's the thing.
I wouldn't fuck her with your dick.
I wouldn't. We're not talking about fucking her. That's the thing. And nor are we talking about jerking off. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. Like, I can watch a sex tape and not jerk off to it. I didn't jerk off to. And look, the one that Hogan fucked, I know her personally. Like, I know her in this sex tape. So knowing, and I've always wanted to see her naked. Got to. Yeah. So, jerked off the images of her in bed by herself before he comes in the room, abso-fucking-lutely. Not a problem. Hogan comes in the room with that beefy fucking meat thermos and starts fucking her? Yeah. Didn't jerk off to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I still watched the whole goddamn thing like, that's Hogan fucking. I watched it. I have that voyeur thing going on. I definitely would watch it. But then I punched myself in the face and realized, stop jerking. You're not going to jerk off to this, so don't worry about it.
His ass is very white.
Yeah. Just Ellen masturbating by herself now is one of the options?
No.
I would watch Ellen masturbate. What the fuck do I care? Just to see what she looks like when she has sex. Yet again, I wouldn't masturbate to Ellen DeGeneres by herself, but Portia de Rossi and Ellen DeGeneres in a movie? Fuck yeah. They're bringing up Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, I'd fucking watch. He's a big muscular dude. He's got to be banging a hot chick. And then he usually brings, like, LSD and fucking weed and all that other magic mushrooms and shit into the room. So he's going to be tripping balls and fucking her. So that's going to be good. That's not going to be bad at all. Did you watch R. Kelly's? Yes, I watched R. Kelly's when he peed on the girl. Ooh, I watched it.
That's gross.
I didn't. It was like watching a fucking, you know, SVU case, but I fucking watched it. I even played in the back. I think in the background. I played. I believe I can fly, right in the background while I was watching it, because it. We all have this car crash mentality. Everybody is going to look. You're all going to look at the car crash. What's the first thing you look at? You look for the sheet on the highway. Everybody does. Stop acting as if you're better than me, and then you don't do that. Every single person does. So we all have that morbid curiosity. So you're going to watch a celebrity make a sex tape. So Ben Affleck, I would wish to God that Ben Affleck starts the movie in his fucking Batman costume, then proceeds to be drunken Batman, and the chick starts to strip him out of his bat suit, and then proceed to fuck him. That would be the ultimate video for me. I'd watch it and go, this is phenomenal. This is wonderful.
I'd rather see Superman.
You'd rather see Henry Cavill or with Superman?
Anyone.
You'd rather see Christopher Reeve now?
Yeah.
I wish you were seeing Christopher
Reeve. Have an iron dick.
Norton. I'd watch Norton do it. Why would I not watch Norton have sex? I would totally watch Norton have sex. Dude, I'm trying to become Norton's buddy at work. Why would I not fucking... I'm a huge fan of Norton's. You don't think I'd watch him have sex with, like, a transgender? You know, like this? I watched the whole beginning of one of his comedy specials when he kisses the chick with a dick. Why would I not give it? I would watch it.
Oh.
Why do I give a shit?
Does he still hang out with Ralph Kramden?
What? That's what? Ed Norton, you dumb fuck. Oh, God.
Ed Norton.
Just killing everything.
Hey, Ralphie boy.
Hey, Danny Puppet, wave to Ash. She's definitely checking out you.
Hiya, buddy.
He loves puppets, by
I
the
do,
way.
Too.
Play Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye.
Why do you want Marvin Gaye? Why does everybody want Marvin Gaye today?
it's better than that stupid Mr. Ed music.
No, this is your fucking, this is your theme. Do I, now every time you fucking bring it up.
I hate it.
Derp, 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 derp.
I actually kind of like it. I think I'm going to have that for a ringtone for someone.
These nuts. There you go.
I keep waiting for Wilbur.
Wait. All right, so Mark, bisexual Mark says now he would blow Jim Norton. Be a fucking groupie. I don't want to blow Jim. I don't find Jim, like, sexually, you know, attractive. I'm not bisexual like you, Marcus. I find Jim hilarious. I think he's one of my favorite comics in the world, and I work 10 feet from his office and about, like, 20 feet from the studio. I got to take the elevator with him. I was giddy like a schoolgirl today.
He's not sexy, though.
All right. Okay, it's not about being sexy.
Well,
about being sexy.
He hasn't got the body, you know?
It doesn't matter. No, he lost a shitload of weight. He definitely got in shape. Norton looks way better now. And he looks so good that Marcus wants to blow him. Yeah. So what the fuck?
Marcus wants to blow me.
Well, nobody wants to blow you, Joe.
Sure.
Trust me.
Like.
Ask your wife. She doesn't want to. Blowjobs are fun. Give it a hell of a part of him. Trish, we understand that Jesus Christ, it's like working with Joe. We understand that blowjobs are great, Trish. We all have to vote. We get that blowjobs are wonderful. We understand that blowjobs are great. Marcus wants to blow Jim Norton. Let Marcus blow Jim Norton. If Jim Norton allows a man to suck on his cock, well, then that's fine. I am not going to blow Jim Norton.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not happening. Right.
Cool story, bro.
Thank you. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to blow Jim Norton. I would love to actually be in that little inner circle, but I am not fucking, you know, and I'm not talking about his asshole, not that inner circle that Marcus wants to be inside of. I want to be in that little group of like, oh, hey, Jim, and he does say hi to me, so it's pretty fucking cool. Like, he knows I work there. That's a fucking plus. But Marcus wants to blow him. That's a little step over the line for me, Marcus. Just for me. What time are we at here? We're at 43 right now on the clock, right? 47, sorry. I'm going by the clock in the studio.
Okay. I have 46.
All right, so at the top of the hour, we have Ginger Banks going to be on the show, the Spank Banger of the Week. We're not taking a break because that would involve me to fucking turn shit off to turn things on. So I'm not doing that.
Ever?
Fuck that. What? Why?
Never.
What? Never, ever what, puppet?
Taking a break.
No, I don't think we need... I don't even think we need to.
I'm not going
to
pee.
You can get up and pee.
Mm-hmm. Puppets don't pee, you fucking jerk.
Puppets do pee.
How do you know?
Because Joe's a puppet and he's gonna pee.
Oh.
These nuts.
There you go. You can pee at any time you want. Oh. There's no rules and regulations that state when you have to pee. There's no time frame.
Nope.
When you have to make urine,
no
pee-pees, tinkles.
No pee
rules. No everything. Javi, you're talking way too much on the show today, by the way. I just want to fucking thanks for your help.
Anytime.
Doing delightful things here on the program today that we are. So we have established that there is a sex tape of Ben Affleck. We have established that Marcus wants to blow Jim Norton. We've established that Marcus also called Black Cock Raven Carla a fucking cunt! All caps.
That wasn't nice, Marcus.
I know. And we have also established that Trish really loves blowjobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And never go full derp.
And you never go full derp. You never.
Derp. 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 Derp.
Derp. Derp.
Derp.
Derp.
Derp. Derp.
Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp.
Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp.
Derp.
Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp.
And we also learned...
Sucks.
We also learned
that's for you.
That the there's not that's to Ash. I'm over here, you dumb puppet. Well,
then
you gotta turn.
The fuck
no,
you.
That's cursing out the audience. When you curse out, when you aim it at the TV,
I mean
you're
you.
Cursing out the audience.
They
don't curse
I
out
mean
the audience.
You.
No, you turn, you lazy shit. I'm right here.
I work to the camera.
You work to the camera. That's that means right. You're cursing out the people in TV land.
All right.
You just cursed out Ash, who said he loves a puppet.
I like Ash.
Well, you don't. You just gave him the finger. You don't like Ash.
I like Ash, too.
I know you like fucking Ash.
Yeah.
That's great.
Cool.
Anyway, so we have to now go over that list of people that want to see people in porn. That will make that a thing. If you want to see a celebrity in a porno, then I need to hear from you. 718-577-1389, but not until after... We have Ginger on, because I'd rather have Ginger on and talk about her stuff than seeing that she's the Spank Bang Girl of the Week, and have her on the show more than the puppet, more than Joe has to piss and won't admit that he has to take a piss. That would be nice. And Java, who's not fucking talking. That would be great.
I will try to improve on the conversation.
That would be great. Nick, what did I do to you, Danny Puppet? Yeah, see, you cursed out Nick, and now Nick is angry.
No, no, Nick. Yes,
you gave him. You gave him the finger.
You gave him the finger.
No.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I think it was for Eddie.
No.
Well, you weren't looking at Eddie. You were looking at the audience.
Piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
Yeah, see? You're fucking cursing people out.
No, I love George Collin.
No, no.
You cursed him out.
I was cursing you out. You.
No.
You. I'm pointing to you now.
You're
you.
Not, but you have to turn your whole body.
I can't. I'm a puppet.
You're a puppet. So a puppet that basically has no... The puppeteer has no control of the puppet. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, this one
is that pretty much what's going on?
That's right.
All right. Good job.
The puppet possessed the puppeteer.
Yeah, I know. This is what I have to work with. My puppeteer who cannot direct the puppet what to do.
Well, it's not easy.
And now people in Canada are offended that you are cursing them out.
Oh.
Nick, our Canadian Unified Network technician, feels that you have given him the middle finger.
I love
and
Canada.
Now wants to know why and what he did to you to hurt your feelings. Okay?
You see any moose up there?
Yeah.
Any mooses?
Any mooses?
Mooses up in Canada.
Was that plural for mooses?
Mooses.
Mises?
No, Mises is when you have more than one mice.
More than one mice?
Yeah, mouse. That's Mises.
I've never wanted Danny to be in the studio more than today. Yeah. As he scratches his face. I don't know why he... Why do you keep... Danny Puppet, why do you keep grasping your chest?
Oh.
Are you having a fucking... You have a heart condition? What the fuck? Like, he literally grabs, or he chokes himself, or he fucking grabs his chest. I don't understand.
I have throat cancer.
You have throat cancer? You have a tumor?
Oh, I've had a tracheotomy.
You have a tracheotomy?
Explain why he talks like that.
Action!
So we've already had, we've had a hysterectomy or whatever the fuck Carla had, and now a tracheotomy.
That's right.
Jesus fucking Christ. That's what this show is resulted to. This is what we have now.
This is what we got to work with.
This is everything I've worked my ass off.
The culmination of your career.
To have a puppet that had a tracheotomy. Do you understand why? This is why I get angry. Do you understand? Do you get it? Do you understand that I literally have a puppet?
Derp.
Derp, derp,
derp, derp, derp.
Oh, no.
You had a tracheotomy.
I hate this music.
It's the best music ever.
Derp, derp, derp.
It's so fitting of you. Because you're a derp. That's what you are. You're a derp.
I got fucked by a horse.
Again. Again. All right.
That music is racist.
Yeah, you're a fucking derp. Derps are not a race, you derp. You fucking derp.
You're a racist.
They're not a race.
Yes, you are.
No, they're not a race. A derp is not a race.
You're a race.
A derp is you.
I don't even know what a derp is.
There you go. That would be why you don't know.
That's right.
It'd be good if you did.
It's definitely racist remark.
By the way, next week we have to fucking punish Marcus. Remember that.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So we have to do that next week. Hopefully the whole fucking team will be here.
Yeah.
Because that would be nice. That would help us the fuck out.
I think Marcus is going full derp.
He might go full. Everybody's going full derp today.
I'm just looking at the comments.
Why? What are you writing now?
Well, he wrote fucking derp. All in caps.
Derp.
And goddamn derp.
Because the derp's going to get stuck in his head. That's what's going to fucking happen.
Marcus, what's a derp?
You. Literally the definition of fucking derp. You don't know what a derp is?
No!
You are a derp.
I don't know.
You are the epitome.
Explain it, you fool.
All right, let me explain let me explain it so you understand. Okay, let me try to just get you to understand what a derp is.
Okay.
Okay, so
derp.
Derpity derp derp.
Oh, I hate that building.
Derp derp diddy derp.
Derp derp.
Derp 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 diddy derp derp
derp.
These nuts.
All right, so what's a derp?
I don't know.
According to this on
It's Java,
Google.
My fact checker.
Yeah, well, got to do something around here.
Damn right.
It's a noun.
Earn your keep, boy. Earn your keep.
It refers to foolishness or stupidity.
Oh.
The derp heard outside apparently was only the tip of the iceberg.
If you don't think that, he doesn't say see Danny puppets.
No, I didn't see that anywhere.
And the puppeteer who works him. Then it's not a good dictionary.
I think you're a derp.
You're a fucking derp.
You're a derp.
You're a giant fucking derp.
You're a biggest derp.
You're the biggest derp that ever derped in the history of derpitude.
You're a colossal derp.
I think that derps actually call you up and say, you're being too derpy. Can you kind of derp it down a little bit? That would be great.
Biggest derp in the world, Ed Tannen.
Puppet Danny is being molested by a derp. Oh, so that's it by Marcus. Marcus called you a derp, Joe. So there you go. You're touching all
these nuts.
There you go. You're touching those puppet nuts, and that's what happens.
Hey, Marcus, this is for you.
Oh, only goes to Marcus. Not to Nick, not to Canada in general.
Just
not
for
to
you,
Ash,
Marcus.
Just to Marcus.
And I'm going to suck it. Ooh.
Oh, he's sucking his middle finger. What are you, throwing up now? What the fuck?
Of course.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He's
fixing his tracheotomy.
Oh, now you're not going to put your hand up there anymore? Okay, there it is. Because I fucking called him out on it. Now he won't do it. Now he won't be on his chest or his fucking throat. It will literally be on the side or whatever.
That's my danger field move.
You're fixing your thing?
Not running.
go sit and spin, you derp.
Derp. Derpity, derp, 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 derp.
Oh, I hate this music.
Derp, derp, derp.
It's derp of the day.
Derp, derp, derp. Derp, derpity, derp, derp, derp.
Derp, derp, derp.
Before we call her, let's, this portion of the show brought to you by ShellFactory.com. That's ShellFactory.com. The maxed out bonus features announced for the Saved by the Bell, the complete collection. Relive the laughter, lessons, and love with Zach and his Bayside High pals in the ultimate 16-disc collector set of this iconic 90s sitcom featuring every series episode and brand new bonus features now available at Amazon.com from your friends at ShoutFactory.com. That's ShoutFactory.com. There you go. So ShoutFactory.com. Mark Bear in the Facebook Live. What's your call number again? I'm at the... All right, well, Mark, call in a minute because I got Ginger Banks coming on. You're at the Bunny Ranch. So Mark is going to call us from the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, that's great.
So we'll have that later on. You have to call later on in the show, Mark. Give me 20 minutes to talk to Ginger. And then maybe you can jump in on the tail end. We're not taking commercials today. We're doing 100% commercial free.
We're broke.
Because I don't want to fucking do that little step.
No money today.
And I don't want to hear Joe nor the puppet. Because the puppet is a giant.
Derp.
Derp.
Derp. Derp. Derp.
Derp. Derp.
Derp. Derp. Derp.
Derp.
You cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
That's right.
My idol.
George approves.
I love George.
Yes. you would watch George Carlin's sex tape.
I probably would.
See?
Yeah,
see,
I probably would.
Right,
I'd be interested to see who would be doing.
Well, he'd be doing
these nuts.
That's what he'd be doing. All right, so let's get Ginger on the phone. We'll try to call her now. What the fuck? We'll get her going there. Why not?
Can I go pee?
You can go
you
pee.
Can go pee.
You could have peed a fucking hour ago. Dummy.
My pants are getting wet.
Yeah, go pee. Get out and go pee, you derp. You're not on camera. You totally missed the camera. There you go. Joe is going to go pee. There you go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for the sexy Ginger Banks. Is she available?
This is her.
Yay!
Yeah!
We like
Hello.
Her. We like her. She gets naked and stuff. We like her. Hi,
oh
Ginger.
Gosh, yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. I was fighting with Joe, but then he went to go take a piss. So we're fine now.
Everything's... So you won.
Just so you know, I won. He left to go take a piss.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ginger said I won, so I get a point. So what's going on with you? Because I've been watching like stuff on the internet, And I don't want to, like, start in a downward spiral, but, like, the video you were putting out about what it's like to be a sex worker who has to explain to their family or their family's reaction, because I watched it thinking that it was you really calling. Was that really your family calling, or was that a dramatization?
I was just me pretending to, like, that was all me acting right there.
Oh, because
I was just me on the phone.
I really wanted to beat the fuck out of your family.
Aw, thank you.
Because I was like, she calls, because Java, by the way, hanging out with us today.
How you doing?
There you go. So,
hi.
Hello.
No, because she's talking about, like, I thought she set up a camera,
mm-hmm.
right? Like on a cell phone thing, and she's on the phone talking to somebody about either a bridal shower or a baby shower or something. And it was like the first off, I paid close attention because it was the first time I looked at Ginger Banks and didn't jerk off. Okay?
Yeah.
So
it worked.
Yeah, I was paying attention. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, like, she's a person.
Yeah, she's an actual person. Yes. She has feelings and emotions. So
my master plan worked.
Excellent. I'm making them fall in love with me and think about me as a person. So I was saying,
I mean, it is true though. I thought about making this for so long before. So
well, it's very moving, and it definitely looks real. I'm not going to say it doesn't look real.
Yeah.
It definitely looks real. It looks like she set up a camera.
That's what I wanted.
And then she was on the phone with a family member. I don't know who the fuck it was. And she's on it because you really don't make it clear in the beginning who it is. And you're talking about, like, oh, I haven't heard anything about the shower and this, that, and the third and blah, 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 blah. And all this, like, any more information of blah, 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 blah. And then it's the emotional, the roller coaster starts. Like, tick, 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 tick. Is she going to the shower? Is her parents going to be an asshole? Tick, 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 tick.
It's all real, man.
Yeah.
It's all based on real things that, like, I've experienced, or on my Twitter, I've seen cam models who, when their sister found out, they were like, I don't want you around the kids. Mm. You know, I've had just all of that.
But
it's all together and real, so.
But wait a minute, I got a question. Because wouldn't a cam model be like, out of all the pornography in the world,
you'd think
the cleanest fucking, all she's doing is masturbating
mm-hmm.
at home by herself.
At
solo.
Home by no, herself.
I mean, sex is so, like, fucking
taboo.
It's crazy.
So taboo and annoying. That's what I don't.
It's annoying because, like, we all have it in common, right? Like, one of the few things us as fucking humans all have in common is sex, sexual desire, and how the fuck we came into this earth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but
sorry,
we don't. But we
not be cussing.
No, no, don't fucking curse. Jesus fuck! Got a fucking potty
okay,
mouth. This fucking broad has a fucking potty mouth on her. Let's just we'll censor the whole thing. Start over. Fuck it. Get it back in. There we go. All right, so we're talking to Ginger Banks, who doesn't fucking curse. Ah, shit. The whole thing, you can curse all you want. I want you to have sex on the phone. I don't give a shit.
All right, fuck yeah.
Yeah. At any point in time, feel free to take out your vibrator and have fun. My point is, like, I'm watching this thing. First off, now I'm so glad that it's not real. I mean, I understand it's a real situation that could fucking happen. I get all that. But I really thought this happened to you, and I was like, holy shit, what shitty fucking family she has. Because, like, I watched it, and she was, like, breaking that.
I haven't talked to people in years because of it, honest to God. And it's really sad. I never thought I would say that about my family.
But what are you doing? What are you doing that's so bad? I don't understand what you're doing that's so bad.
I think whenever people have, like, really negative reactions, it's them and their experience with sex, you know?
Mm.
And it's something, the people in my life that have experienced or reacted the most negatively have had the worst, like, sexual experiences. So I think that it's just one of those things, like, how dare you be comfortable with your sexuality to the point that you're able to profit off of it, you know? So,
yeah, but isn't that,
I don't know.
Maybe just a social stigma?
Well, there's also stigma.
Yeah,
it's taboo. So, everything with sex is taboo.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, we all live in a fucking world where you can't just, you know, have fun with sex.
Exactly.
But the thing that gets me is where we're at as a society. where you sit there and you go, like, what the fuck else? I mean, I understand we all don't look like Ginger. You know what I mean? Like, and Ginger gets, because she gets laid a lot. Let's be fucking honest. She's, like, really hot. She gets laid a lot.
Actually, she's, you would think since I started shooting porn out of and I've been single, I would be having more sex. But I've been trying to, like, figure stuff out with myself, and I think it's important for me to only share that really special part of myself with, like, really special people. So, you know, I've been slowing it down more than you would think. The last time I had sex was on porn set, and I made a girl squirt, actually. I'm just really proud of myself.
Well, who hasn't? Come on.
Oh, wait, by eating her out?
What?
By licking her pussy, you made her squirt? Tell me, did you do that?
How the fuck do you know I didn't? So, yeah, I totally did. How about we get applause for both of us, hey?
Okay. All right.
Hey, I've been told I eat pussy very well, so there is a chance.
That's good.
That it could happen one day that I could make a girl squirt from eating her out. No, I have never done that. But yet again, you're also like one of those girls, what we call a pussy ninja, who is trained in the fine art of kung fu, who goes out there and literally does tricks and shit that magically make things happen that wouldn't happen to a mortal person. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm a professional.
Because you're a professional. That's what I'm saying. You're a professional. Like, you wouldn't raid a, you know, some form of hostage thing without SWAT, right? You wouldn't fuck without a professional. You need a professional. You're not going to make things squirt without a professional.
She is a professional woman and knows all the ins and outs.
Yes, mostly the ins. Sometimes it comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So what now? What are you doing now? You're doing regular porn and still camming, and now you're making movies about being a cam girl.
That literally was just something I decided to make before. I really was going to, like, this, like, gender reveal party, and I don't know why. I was just inspired. There was a lot of things going in my life, and so I had been thinking about making something like that for a while, because I think a lot of the problem with the stigma is people don't see us as people. So I wanted to kind of, you know, pull the veil back on that a little bit. Like, this is what it's like when people treat us like shit. Mm. But it's been really fun shooting porn, you know. I've shot for Girls Way. I've shot another scene for Evil Angel. My first TS scene with Chanel Santini is coming out next week, actually, on the 13th.
Nice.
It looks like it's going to be hot as fuck. My fans are freaking out about it.
It looks like it's going to be hot, yeah.
It was so much fun to shoot. Like, Aiden Starr is an amazing director, and Chanel's an amazing performer, so it was a great day.
It's a bunch of hot great chicks. Day. It's a bunch of hot chicks so having hot butt naked sex.
It's so much fun. Besides the stigma, obviously, I have the best job in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember when she was also on Stern about, like a month and a half ago now.
Yeah.
Yes, when I saw you in the hallway and I look like a fucking stalker. Because I'm trying to get a...
No!
Yeah. Because I'm trying to get a picture. It's her, Ravenheart, and Kendra there. And I'm trying to get a picture. And we're in the hallway. We're, like, doing, like, selfies in the hallway. And the picture that I have makes me look like such an uber stalker. It's, like, hard. It's still awesome because it's three of the hottest porn stars in the world. Uh-huh. But then it's three of the hottest porn stars and a fat fuck looking at the camera going, hey!
You went derp, didn't you?
Yeah, I went total derp.
Connection at the time.
Boy.
Yeah. No, yeah. And the one where you stick it on your tongue looks awesome.
I was overwhelmed by Stern. It was that. I know. Overwhelmed by the whole
thing. And you
experience.
Did exceptionally well on Stern.
Oh, thank you.
That's what
it was so much fun.
That's what I'm saying. We need see. This is why we need to be as big as Stern one day, at least, or halfway there, so that way we can have hot chicks,
hey.
Yeah, doing stuff in the studio like that. That's great. That's phenomenal.
Like
radio.
Clapping my ass cheeks.
Yes.
Do you want me to do it right now? Do you want me to? Clap
my absolutely.
Ass cheeks?
Clap your ass cheeks on
okay,
the phone.
Okay, I swear to God, I on everything on all of my dead relatives, this is going to be my butt cheeks and not my.
Okay,
hand.
Wait a minute. We need total silence. Total silence.
Aww.
Okay. Hey. Go ahead, butt cheeks away.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Put the phone right near your ass.
Hey, not bad.
It's got a good beat. You can dance to it.
Yeah.
That's my butt.
Yay! Good job. Good job.
Very I couldn't nice. Tell.
No, no, we heard it. It was for what you were doing because you had to get the phone at a certain angle.
Sure.
Yes, it definitely you heard.
I set it on a tap. I set it on a stack of pastries right now, like 4 boxes of pastries.
You know, I play my stomach. We should do a duet.
There we go.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, that would actually be a really funny like show, like on a stage, right?
Oh, I would see. This is what I'm saying.
Like you a bunch of girls clapping their asses and like some other body parts smacking together.
You can get
like sex.
You can get like a whole choir. You can get like a whole choir going. People on different levels.
Well, yeah.
You get a row of fat guys doing bass
orgasms.
Drums. Orgasms on the those are for the solos.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We can make shit happen. This is what I'm saying. By the way, Ricky Love just walked in, so I got to play his music. Hold on for a second. Wait, hold on. I got to find it. There it is. He's the black guy on the show, so.
I want Ricky Love's music.
No.
I got to have it.
No.
No.
Listen, this is cool, man.
No. You are a puppet. You do not get Ricky Love's entrance music.
Ricky, can I have your music?
No.
I don't even have entrance music. Be thankful you got something.
Shut up, Java. Ricky, how the hell are you? We're talking to Ginger
all
Banks.
Right. Hi, Ginger.
Hey. Hi,
Ricky.
Wait, hold on. Ricky Love is trying to be all sweet talking to Ginger now. Everyone
I'm
going
to start coming in here with the leather jacket on, to the long leather coat.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how you walk in there. Shaft.
You're going to be all pimpy Shaft style?
Yeah.
Whatever gets you, Ginger Banks.
Yeah.
By the way, you just missed it. Ginger Bank made her ass clap, and you missed it.
Oh, can you do it again?
Yeah, you want me to?
Yeah, sure. What the hell?
Give an encore performance.
Here's Ginger Banks performing her ass again. That's just her ass.
And I'm going to clap to that.
All right.
Yeah.
Can hear it?
Yes, so.
Now,
yes.
See, that's what I'm saying. How is that not a party, like a talent? That you do with a, like,
because I have to be naked to do it, and I don't drink anymore, so the parties usually don't escalate to that level.
Well, that's a good party. Any party that starts with, hey, Ginger has to get naked to do a trick, I'm pretty okay with
it. I think I
that.
Could do it in a skirt, too. So maybe I'll do it next time. I'll stand up at a show when everyone else is clapping. I'll just...
Are you totally naked right now?
No, I did pull my pants down, and then I put them back up.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just asking, because what I heard was that they were pastries. So I figured that she was naked eating pastries and clapping her butt cheeks together, and I'm like, this is my fucking dream girl. Because does
like
this
halfway
end?
There.
Yeah.
How does this not have a good ending?
Yes. One of us is going to eat cream.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how you get your face in that.
What? In her cream? Well,
yeah.
You got to... What? Now, wait. Are you talking about during the butt clap, Rick? Or are you talking about when you're just eating her puss?
Either way. I'll take anything.
Do you... Ginger, do you get your asshole eaten? Is that like a thing that you do?
I do.
Do you enjoy it? You don't. You sound like a little temperamental. You're like, I do.
I just didn't. I was just trying to think of the last time it happened while I was saying it, you know, if there's any fun stories. But no, yeah, it happened.
How is your cousin?
I do it too. I like doing it too.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, you like doing it too. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if you do it right, I guess. I mean, everything's good.
Yeah.
As long as your asshole is clean, I'll lick it.
There you go.
I will only do it fresh out of the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh out of the shower.
I feel like some guys, like when I've gone to hook up with them, they're like, hey, do you want to get in the shower first? And I'm like, it's fine. I showered before I came over. Like, you must have eaten some nasty asshole and pussy to, like, shower me off before
you gotta
we ask.
Yeah, it's a prerequisite. We want to make sure that when we go and we're dining at this establishment, that we want to make sure
there's
that
no
the table is clean. Yes.
Grade A service.
Damn right. Because, come on, Ginger Banks, I think we all in this room can agree, Ginger Banks' pussy and asshole is a 4-star or even 5-star restaurant.
Yeah.
That's restaurant quality pussy right there. All right, so if you got restaurant quality puss, yeah, grade A, the meat inspector came by, he slapped it, he said, this shit's prime cut, it's ready to go, and if I'm going to eat that sumbitch, I know that it's clean. Whereas you get some skanky broads, and you get like, you know, like when you go around town and you see the pending grade?
Yeah, the leathers.
Yeah. Now that would be a
just
good
like
job.
A vagina after a marathon.
There you go. A little salty, a little sweet, smells like a sweet, you know, kind of like piece of cheese inside of a sweat sock.
Just get a baby wipe it off, splash some water on it.
See, this is why
you sound like my kind of woman.
I'm telling you, Ginger Banks, I have watched Ginger Banks literally flash her puss in public. I have seen her, like, have sex, like, instantaneously, like, in hallways. Mm-hmm. She is without question.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
My Twitter right now, some dude's trying to call me out about that. Yeah. It's a process. It's because he thinks that I do it with kids around me, which is so stupid. Like, obviously, there's a process that goes into this. And a lot of the time, I have spotters or people in the background that look like they're strangers. So, like, just have fun. There's still a risk, but no, I'm not like actually 2 feet away from someone unless it's my friend. It's like people should just calm down, have fun, know that nobody's gonna get any fucking pussy juice on them, and realize that precautions go into making these films.
Well, what, like, if they want pussy juice, like, on them? Jesus.
Then I'll ask them first.
You,
man,
can't make
it.
Anybody happy.
Out there.
I'll take a glass.
I have friends that are willing to, like one time I borrowed a pencil from someone when I was in the library and I fucked myself with it and then I gave it back to them. And people thought that was a stranger. No, that was obviously my friend. Like, I'm not going to give a fucking pencil back to a stranger with my pussy juice on it.
Can I ask you what library you go to?
I used to go to ASU.
Why don't I get souvenirs like that?
Yeah, can I borrow your library card? Oh my god!
Oh, they took it away. I never got caught because I, like I said, I'm
all right,
careful.
Now you have spotters. So, all right, so you're not having sex like at the Sunrise Daycare facility. We know there's banners in it. So where is the
weird, like, college or university libraries?
Well, where's
so
the weirdest?
Like,
where's,
you know,
the weirdest place that you set up a sexual rendezvous though? Like, the weirdest, coolest place. Like, something that was like, this is fucking awesome. I need to have sex in this place. And you can say, you can say my bedroom if you want. That's
right. One time, like, there was, like, a fire alarm going off, and, like, I just went to the bathroom. But it was my boyfriend. But then I, like, obviously, I title it vaguely a lot of the time. Like, I grabbed the guy at the bar I was talking to and took him into the bathroom because he was the guy I was talking to.
Well, because I think that men want the fantasy. We all want the fantasy.
Yeah.
People
are just like, you know, I don't know. They try and use it against you, or just it's all associated to the back to the stigma. Like, oh my god, but what if somebody saw me? I don't know. I understand the whole consent thing, but what if somebody did see me? Like, would they be traumatized for life if they saw two people having sex? I don't know. So I do take precautions to make sure people don't see it. But I also think that, like, sex needs to be, like, less taboo. It shouldn't be, like, this crazy fucking thing that can only happen between two married fucking heterosexual people behind closed doors. No. Those
Tell
things
you my
need
kind
to be,
of
like,
woman.
Yep. Yeah. Traumatized? Nah, man. I'd be asking, can I join?
Every man in this room is giving you a standing ovation, and we're all sitting down.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Yep.
Doing my job.
Were you the chick? Because there was so many things going on that Stern Show episode. There was so many girls on. It was for JD's birthday, and there was a ton of chicks that were in the studio. Now, were you the chick that they were talking about that was, like, masturbated next to her roommate or her sister or something?
Yeah.
that's
my, like, most popular video, like, of all time. It's my sister. That's just, like, real, what it was like growing up. Like, first off, I've masturbated next to, like, a million family members on vacations. I don't know, just, like, laying in bed. I'm lucky. I don't know. This is me. So, and then, like, I always sleep naked. So one time I asked my sister, hey, can I make a video tomorrow morning when you're asleep? And she was like, I don't give a fuck. And I was like, I'll pay you. And she's like, yeah, I really don't give a fuck.
Can I pretend to be a cousin?
I made the video, gave her a bunch of money. Yeah.
Dude, I swear to God, I will lie in the same bed with you. I swear to God, I won't touch you. Right? You can masturbate next to me.
People would pay for that. You're
That's
totally
what I'm saying.
You realize mm-hmm. that people would pay for that.
I will do it for free.
You just gave me the realization.
I'll pay you.
it's not actually prostitution. He's just laying there.
No, he's pretending to be asleep so we can make a porn. Now shut up, people.
That's funny.
You're fucking up the direction. People, we're trying to make this happen.
People would definitely.
That would be a make fucking business. That would be a business. She lied.
Yeah.
You can't touch her.
Mm-hmm.
So she would have to hire, they would have to be like a security guy.
Yeah.
All right? You can't touch her. She will lie naked in bed next to you. She will be above the covers. Uh-huh. You will literally just get to sit firsthand and watch her masturbate. But you have to act like you were asleep.
I guys come over their clothing. I realize that my future dance, that I think I could make guys, come, without their dicks being or close to it.
Oh, I've got.
I just felt like a lot of the guys. Yeah, a lot of
I
the
just
guys
came
just
myself.
Your grandma just trying to change the subject. So what's your favorite sports team?
Well, I got
on the verge of coming.
I got blown over my underwear once. I had a.
What does that mean?
I swear to God, I was at a strip club. I will tell you the whole story. I was at Delilah's Den in New Jersey. And the stripper I was hard, but I was not. She wouldn't take my dick out of my underwear, right? So she unzipped my jeans, pulled the bulge out, makes it sound like it's bigger than it is. The bulge pulls it out, and then she started literally blowing me over my underwear. Like my underwear was like the condom.
Mm-hmm.
It was in her mouth.
Yeah, in her mouth, and I'm like, this
that
is the greatest
boring.
Lap dance ever.
Doesn't sound like fun.
Dude, I was young. What the fuck do I care? Oh, it was a stripper touching
did you come?
Me. That's like if Ginger fucking did the black man handshake on my cock.
I don't know.
Over my pants, I'd still come. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Did you search for porn that was stripper sucks underwear blowjob for months after that?
Yeah, it was
what?
I wonder if that's a title. Stripper sucks boys' underwear. You're gonna get some twink. Hi, I'm the stripper.
Hey.
Hey.
You fetish.
Where's your boys' underwear? Come on, bring it in here, boys. Jesus.
It's okay, I used a condom. His underwear.
Yeah. And I came on the second song, because it took me two songs, so I'm very proud of that.
I thought you were going to say the second, head thrust.
Yeah. It was the second time she put it in her mouth. I was like...
the condom wear. Boy.
Yeah. My Fruit-a-Balloon condom that I wore.
Well, as long as she's sucking the front and not the back.
There you go.
I don't mind her eating my asshole. Who cares? The fuck do I give a shit? But I'm telling you, what I'm saying though is, yes, you can make a man come without ever fucking taking out his dick. That's totally, especially when you look like you.
Of course,
yeah. That's
you know what I mean, if
me.
You're Ginger Banks doing it, it's a little different than like Roseanne Barr doing it. You know what I mean? It's different. It's way different.
I'd pay for a lap dance from her just for some jokes.
Well, see, okay. And this, by the way, is why I love Ginger Banks, and she's perfect for this fucking question. We were talking about Ben Affleck. Probably, supposedly there's a sex tape of Ben Affleck floating around.
Ooh.
Yeah, see? And then I said I'd watch it, and people were like, ooh, are you fucking gay?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, no, I would watch, I have watched every celebrity sex tape just because I have this weird, stupid curiosity, and I will sit there and go, ah, so that's what fucking Ray J's dick looks like. I'll sit there and I'll watch it. I have no problem with that. So who's a celebrity that you would love to watch a sex tape of?
Cardi B.
See? She went right to the chick. She went to Cardi B. Cardi B, so you would now, is Cardi B getting fucked normally, or is there a chick fucking Cardi B in your scenario?
Oh, shit. I was just assuming she would be with... What's his name? Offset? I think she's with Offset.
All right. So you want Offset? You want Offset and Cardi B? No three-way? Offset, Cardi B, Ginger Banks? None of that?
I'd be down.
See?
I would so be down.
I don't think... And that, which goes back to the point of, I don't think there is ever a fucking... celebrity. There was no celebrity I would not watch a porn of.
I would
None.
Love to see one of Janet Jackson.
That's what I'm saying. Janet Jackson,
yeah,
totally,
yeah,
would watch
it. I would
that.
Love to see,
yeah,
her.
I would like to see Janet Jackson during If, not Janet Jackson now, because she looks a little weird now.
Well, I can tell you. Yeah,
she kind of took after her brother, and now she looks like an alien.
I honestly don't remember the last time I saw Janet Jackson.
See? I would like
probably
to see
probably Justin Timberlake in the boob.
The boob that ruined it for everyone.
The boob that shows how insensitive America is to, like...
Yeah, see, it brings it all the way back to your point that we live in a Puritan society.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
What? How many... Like, there was, like, how many thousands of reports did the FCC get for that?
Oh, like, they didn't get...
Ridiculous.
They didn't get a shitload. The thing was, like, the FCC looks at, like, a report... As if someone had the audacity to call the FCC,
yeah,
they count it as, like, say, like, 50 people were offended. One person calls 50 people. So if they get, like, 10 calls,
yeah,
you know, it's like, you know, a whole shitload of people that were offended. And I don't think that...
Because
I watched it. I didn't even remember seeing her. I had to watch the news report to see. Oh, yeah, look, there was
a
titty.
Isn't that why they made YouTube? Like,
yeah,
like everybody wanted to see that, and like the guy was like, "Oh, well, we should make something where people can go watch this video."
Yeah, but see, now you can't even on YouTube. You can't even show nudity, which is fucking horrible now.
Well, isn't that so funny? How like that's what like YouTube apparently was started because of something nudity or sex related, and now you can't have that on there. Or if you do, it's like put into its own little category. Or for example, Snapchat, same thing. Technically,
yeah, the only
nude pictures are against their terms of service, but why the fuck was Snapchat created?
Really?
Except for people to hide their nudes.
That's why I like Twitter, because Twitter, they just show everything. It's like, oh, Ginger Banks is going to be on, and then someone will put a scene from like one of Ginger's movie or a GIF or whatever, a GIF, whatever the fuck it is, and they'll put it up and it'd be like Ginger sucking a dick. And you're like,
it's true.
It's awesome.
The OG.
I don't have Twitter.
It's like,
no,
they've
like,
never done me wrong.
Now.
They've never deleted me. I should remember that.
I'm telling you.
You know?
I have about, I don't know how many like sex things that I'm following on Twitter. And they're like, and they're literally like full. You can end up watching the porn, like, and jerk off, and you can watch the whole thing because you just go clip by clip, and it's like, oh, they're like, because they'll put up like the whole. Remember the movie that was it? Ted Cruz, the one that his person liked it.
Oh, that he watched
on his account that he watched it or whatever. That movie was instantaneously uploaded onto like Twitter, and I literally got to watch the movie that Ted Cruz jerked off to instantaneously. That's why Twitter is amazing. Twitter above all else. Facebook is a very close second because I do business through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But Twitter is where I do some jerking, and especially to Ginger Banks. I have definitely jerked it to Ginger Banks.
Do you have a picture of her? You have a picture of Ginger?
Picture of Ginger Banks. Yeah, somebody find me a picture of Ginger Banks.
Pull it up so I can pull it out.
Hi-yo, don't pull your dick out now.
Boy.
God damn it. God damn it. Well, while we're getting a picture, Ginger, do you want to play a game?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, because every time I do this, he sounds...
a picture.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. He's very happy. Mm-hmm. Let me just shrink this down, bring this up. There. No, that's the wrong one.
You're not in the NYC, are you?
No. Ginger, where do you...
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona.
I'll take the trip.
Yeah.
She's definitely worth it. I'll give you that much. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, so let me set up the game here. It's a little game we haven't played in a while, and I know this might not, even though me and Joe are fighting, I think that Joe will enjoy this because we haven't played this in a while, Joe.
I always like this.
You
this
always like this game?
Masturbate Theater?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of this.
Absolutely love it.
Masturbate Theater.
Yes.
Yep.
And now, Ham Radio presents Masturbate Theater.
All right, so Masturbate Theater is very easy. We like to have, from time to time, hot chicks come on the show.
Ooh.
and they perform their best fake orgasm. However, when you have a pussy ninja, someone who is a master of kung fu, like Ginger Banks, on your program,
yeah,
we know for a fact that this woman likes to masturbate.
It doesn't have to be fake.
She has a need for masturbation, a want, a desire, a skill set.
Yeah.
She's like Liam Neeson from Taken. She has a special set of skills, and she's willing to show those skills today here on the program. Now, Ginger, do you have some form of an apparatus, a vibrator, or do you want to just use your hand?
I'll just use my hand.
Just use your hand. Okay. She's just going to use her hand, which is fine with everybody in the studio.
Is there a camera around anywhere?
Well, because to apologize to Joe, because I don't want to hear his grumpy ass throughout the whole fucking rest of the show, I'm gonna take the name. I'm gonna give it to Joe. Ginger, while you're masturbating, I need you to moan out the name Joe.
Joe.
Okay, he's 70 years old. He has a mustache that could catch some of your jizz when it flies off. Okay. So just when you're going to do this...
I'll try and incorporate that.
Yeah, try to incorporate it. I'm just so you can paint the picture. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, he kind of looks like if... what does he look
Tom
like?
Tom Selleck.
No, you don't look like Tom. You look like Tom Selleck if he went through a time machine and it went backwards.
Burt Reynolds.
No, you look like Burt Reynolds does now.
No.
Yeah, dead. All right, so Ginger Banks, we're going to put... let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Okay, and Ginger Banks, you can masturbate, and remember, when you call out the guy's name, it's Joe.
Got it.
Okay. This is a scene. Everybody quiet on the set. Ricky, put your dick away, please. Jesus. Be professional for 5 fucking seconds. All right. Ginger Banks, making love to Joe, masturbate theater, ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Ginger Banks, and action.
Oh, I'm starting to touch myself all over, Joe. Oh, look at your mustache. I want to ride it so bad. I can't even be serious when I say that. I'm sorry. That was mean.
It's like real life.
Okay, take two and action.
Action.
Oh, my God.
I think we lost her.
It feels so good.
She's laughing.
She's trying to do it, but laughing.
Are you using your own giggles to masturbate right now?
I'm used to it. They always laugh.
No, I'm not.
Joe said, for him, this is a reality.
Yeah. Usually his wife points and laughs. So.
I was pointing the whole time.
All right, so here we go.
We weren't doing a humiliation session.
No. He's got a decent sized cock. So you got. He's not small like mine.
Says you.
Well, I said decent. I didn't say fucking good. Jesus.
I think we're. I think we're good.
Wait, you already finished?
Hey, I'm fast.
Oh yeah, I came like 5 times.
Well, round of applause. I think Joe fucked it up when he said Tom Selleck, and then she said mustache ride, and then the mustache ride made her laugh.
I get mustache ride out of my. It tickled me when I said it.
And then her pussy started quivering, and then she's like having Magnum PI flashbacks. Yeah. Fucked it all up, Joe.
That's about the best sex I've had.
It's the only sex you've had. Jesus Christ!
Well, next time, use my name, but. Do it through the butt.
Okay. Do it through the butt. Ginger, next time you come on, we'll have you do masturbate theater, and then you got to fuck Ricky. Let Ricky fuck you in the butt.
Yeah.
Dear God.
But that's for next time. That's for next. Please, can you just take notes? Write this down. Ricky in the butt next time. Ham Radio Show. Thank you. That's all I'm asking. Jesus.
$1,700.
Oh.
Jeez.
You make me come through my drawers. Yeah.
Ginger, do you have anything that you want to plug, babe?
You can subscribe to my premium Snapchat. That's a fun thing if you want to, like, masturbate and have some fun with me. I'm flashing out in public on there, like, right now.
You're on the Snapchat right now. You're flashing in public?
Yeah, and you go to fancentro.com/gingerbanks and subscribe. It's like $9.99 a month, so it's pretty cheap.
Nice. Very nice. This is good shit.
Go jerk your cock off to some of my porn.
Jerk your cock off to Ginger Banks. That's why she's here.
Or if you don't like Snapchat, just go to gingerbanks.com. I got porn everywhere. Google my name.
Gingerbanks.com.
You know what to do.
Ricky's actually writing this down.
I know, yeah.
Yep.
Aww, I had to get my pencil. Yeah, hit me up, Ricky.
I will. Do you have to go to a library for that?
No, but she's giving out mustache rides for $5 a pop.
There you go.
$5. Mustache rides for $5. Ginger, thank you for being on our show. Thank you for being our Spank Bang Girl of the Week. And thank you for being one of the most sexiest, fun-loving, fancy-free. And thank you for fighting the stigma against sex. Aww. I love you for that.
Thank you
that's
so
true.
Much. I
that's
love
what
guys.
We fucking... Give her a round of applause for that.
I now believe in love at first sight.
There you go.
Wait, no. Clap with your butt. Clap with your butt cheeks, you guys.
Okay.
Just kidding. I love you guys.
I don't have enough ass for that. I don't have enough ass for that.
That was all ass. Yes. That was all ass. Enjoy. Thank you, Ginger.
Yes. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank
bye,
you, Ginger.
Bye,
take care. We love you.
Hey, we love you. Gingerbanks.com. Ricky wrote it on his penis. That was good. Good job, Rick.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Ricky, by the way, we were halfway through that. And we're not taking breaks because I'm literally... I would have to turn everything off to get to the fucking thing. Yeah. So I don't want to do that. So we're not going to break. I will play, though, the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up. Mm-hmm. And then I swear to God, I think I have to find a song when we come back. Why the hell not? Let's do that as well. Let's take all of a 5-minute break.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we'll regroup. We'll do a little chi.
Mm-hmm.
We'll focus. We'll get everything ready. 718-577-1389. Hopefully, Mark Bear, a.k.a. Bruce Jenner, is going to call us from the Bunny Ranch because he's supposedly at the Bunny Ranch. So let's make that happen. Maybe I should call the Bunny Ranch and ask for Bruce. That would be an idea. Let's get this ready. It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up on the Ham Radio Show. Come on, be honest.
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up with your host, Jason Hadley. The Spice Girls reunion tour is finally here, though noticeably absent will be Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice, who will be replaced by the seasonal favorite, Pumpkins. The Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie divorce continues to get more dramatic as both sides are preparing for war in their upcoming custody battle. Then again, with most of their kids adopted, it's unclear at this time if store credit's still an option. Rob Kardashian's baby mama recently made her rap debut with lyrics focused primarily on money. I can't seem to find the line where she mentions it was Rob's money first. MTV teen mom turned porn star Farrah Abraham recently pulled out of a celebrity boxing match, which is surprising when you're famous for doing porn and being a young mother, because history has proven that pulling out isn't exactly her thing. And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Wrap Up.
Smack playing behind us, go away. But we don't want you to go away yet because we still have to close the show. So stick around. We're here live, hamradioshow.com. Like Java just put up on the Facebook Live. Call us up. 718-577-1389. Ricky Love hanging out with us as well, of course. Ricky, how did you like Ginger Banks?
I loved her.
You loved her?
Yeah.
You see your type of woman?
Yeah. Definitely my type.
Definitely my type. Why, she has a pulse? You silly bastard.
That was the quickest job I ever got, I'll tell you that.
You fucked it up.
I didn't fuck it up.
You fucked it up because you made her laugh. You made her giggle about your mustache, and then she started thinking about mustache rides, and you fucked it up.
She eat ass. You all right with me.
She's going to eat ass.
Women like mustaches when you're down there. They do.
The last time I had my ass eaten, I had bed bugs.
See? And this is where Rick gets to stay.
Somebody on the phone.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Mark Behar.
Hey! Mark calling from the Bunny Ranch. Yeah, well, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Yeah. Pretty good. How about you?
Not bad. Probably you're doing a little better. You're at the Bunny Ranch, sir.
What's going on over there?
I am at the Bunny Ranch. Yes, I am.
All right. So are you at the actual Bunny Ranch or at one of the adjacent brothels? Are you at the Bunny Ranch, my favorite place on earth?
The Bunny Ranch, as you speak, in the parlor.
A.K.A. Disneyland for your dick.
Yes.
The Bunny Ranch. Are there any girls floating around that we could talk to while you're on the phone? Anybody floating around?
Actually, not yet. They're going to be coming out in about an hour or so.
All right. So is there a line?
It's only me.
All right. So if there is a lineup, please just bring when they line up, I need you just to stand there with the phone sticking out because I would love to hear the lineup on the air.
No problem.
When they start announcing their names and the people have to like pick, okay, I'll take that blonde, that redhead, and then the Chinese girl. That would be nice. I would like that. That'd be good.
A whole hour, huh?
Yeah.
A smorgasbord of women.
A smorgasbord of snatch for everybody.
Is the cleaning woman available?
Yes.
That's what I can afford.
I think she's taken. She's already in a private session. I'm sorry.
She's doing a jerking motion, but she's actually just plunging a toilet.
Yeah, you use everything up over there.
Yep, they reuse everything. No, it's actually...
Eddie,
yes. Yeah, what's it
I got to say, they have a bunch of new girls here that are un-fucking-believable.
Did you ever think that the Bunny Ranch would never have the creme de la creme of... Cunt. They are the best. I'm telling you, it is, without question, one of the most greatest collection of women in the world. The Bunny Ranch, this is why Dennis Hoff's legacy will live on, because it, without question, it's one of the greatest. It's until you experience it for yourself, and this goes to everybody else, because me and Mark have experienced it, until you experience it for yourself, you have to go to bunnyranch.com, look up all the chicks that they have, say hi to Alice Little for me, who's there.
Oh, dude, last night she was fantastic. When Dennis won, 69%.
69!
Isn't that fucking funny?
Yeah!
All right.
That's my boy!
69%. I mean, you couldn't script this. We talked about this all day long.
I said
there has to be a higher power. There has to be a spirit, a faith, where you could win. Okay, Dennis Hoff, 69%.
Yeah. Dennis, while in heaven, cut a deal with God and said, look, I'll get you blown. 69% win.
Yep.
Make it happen. And God was like, look, if you're giving me a blowjob, I'm going to do it.
True. And the other thing they went and voted on, it was 80% in the favor of the girls here, which is unbelievable. I mean, that is a landslide and then some.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, his legacy is going to... Now, do we have any news, by the way?
Who's leaving the ranch here now?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Who's running the ranch?
Who's running the ranch? That I don't know. You got to ask Suzette or call up. I have no idea.
All right, so I'm thinking of Madam. I want to make sure because I know that Madam Suzette was running the place anyway. She was the mind behind the mayhem, and she was making sure that everything would happen. So I want to make sure because I they closed the one down. I don't want any more else. None of the other ones to close down. I want to make sure everything stays open.
Well, for right now, because last night they won, everything right now is staying open. I know that they just laid, you know, Mr. Haas,
yes.
Big Daddy D, Dennis, at his resting place with Domino, I believe, yesterday or the day before last. So right now, everybody is trying to go and decompress, you know, and, you know, and put things in, like, the past. But we'll find out in like, the next probably few weeks what's
going to
happen.
It's definitely going to take – it's going to definitely take until 2019 – because you got to figure November's got to end. You got December. You're going to have Christmas time. Everyone's going to be depressed because Dennis is not there for Christmas.
Yeah.
Then it's going to be a new year, a new vibe. It's going to be the rebirth. I'm telling you, they should get they need a statue of Dennis, a big fucking erect statue right there on the property.
Okay.
And people could come down, and what would be awesome, it'd be like the moose at Wally World. It talks to you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You push on his belly, and it fucking goes, I'm Daddy D. Welcome to the Bunny Ranch.
Okay.
And then, like, he could direct. Then his penis could direct where to go.
Yep. No, that's actually a very good idea. That
Thank you.
Creative.
I'm the new head of PR for the Bunny Ranch.
There you go.
My restaurant is across the street, and his dick just points to the restaurant. That's what he needs. If you go 3 miles that way, there are hotel accommodations.
Oh, God.
That's a whoosh. It would be great.
But definitely, you got to get down here ASAP quick.
Oh, trust me. If I could, I would. I definitely would, man. You don't understand.
I mean, they...
I'm vicariously living through you now.
Well, they went and upped their staff here from a lot of the old school girls to the new ones, and I mean it is definitely grade AAAAA. I mean, I'm here now, and I'm like, whoa, this has exceeded the last time here.
How many have you partaken in, Mark?
How many have I? Actually, I have partaken in one.
And what was her name?
Ryan. New girl.
Or was it really a dude? You can
No, it wasn't. Okay. Yeah, dude.
I don't know. You said Ryan. I was waiting for, like, Tiffany, Amber. And he goes, Ryan. And I'm like,
This girl has the best boobs, the best ass. She looks like the ultimate girl from Jersey. I mean, she has tats, but this girl is outrageous. I came here the first time I saw her, and I was like, I am going to get married before I leave here. I mean, she can have it all. Okay, take it. No prenup. Just take it.
So she looks like every girl that ever turned me down.
Dude, she looks like every girl that we could even dream and make on a computer and then some.
Well,
I mean, this girl is so perfect, it's beyond funny.
Every girl at the Bunny Ranch is like, if you actually had the ability to do the scene from Weird Science,
right?
You put the bras on your head and you can create the perfect woman, and it's what you're
right.
What you decide is the perfect one, because they got black ones, they got white ones, they got Chinese ones, Japanese ones, Mexicans, Filipino ones, I mean, everything. Old, young ones, it doesn't matter. They created, like, I think Dennis had a factory in the back.
Exactly.
Now that he's passed away, someone else is going to have to run that machine. And he's just, they're cranking out new hot chicks every day. And their 3D printer is overheating.
The Oompa Loompas are working overtime.
The Oompa Loompas in that fucking place are making shit happen.
Yo, hey, when you taking the crew
well,
down there?
Yeah. I go first, then you go.
If you go on the Bunny Ranch site and you look her up, if she's there, you'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, just crazy fucking gorgeous.
Java,
go to
bunnyranch.com and look up Ryan.
I'm going right
now. I want to see who Mark was banging.
This girl, is short. You could do so much with her.
Not,
it's beyond funny.
They don't
okay?
tell you how much. Ricky's already opened up his wallet. He's like, how much?
Yeah.
He's gonna go.
This shit gonna cost me my life savings and my 401k.
There you go, man.
You get to keep the 401k.
I had to use two credit cards, $5,000 plus.
Damn.
Okay.
Woo.
I mean, this was prime, okay?
Yeah, it's the creme de la creme, gentlemen. This is what I'm saying. You're not dealing with, like, you go to a strip club and you pick up a nasty hoe. This is a real Like a, it's like going to
a
the
clean porn spot.
It's like go, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you know, these girls are clean. They are clean every Thursday. They have to get medical. They have to get they get an AIDS test, a drug test, all that shit. Yeah. And if they fail, guess what? They don't work. They don't work. They make no money. Yeah. They make no money. They can't live at the Bunny Ranch. So it kind of doesn't work in that world.
Ryan Taylor?
Is it Ryan Taylor?
Yes, it is.
I'll take the cleaning woman.
So it's not a male. No.
No, she has a vagina. You win.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm looking at her. There's a video. Let's look at the video. Hey, look, Mark's in the video.
Ooh. Yeah, fuck you.
No, she's fucking. Wow, she's a piece of ass. Look at the tuchus. Look at the tuchus on her.
Yeah, you gotta bring that.
Oh yeah, she has it all. She got butt that won't stop. She got the best boobs. She got that face, that personality. Like I said, she reminds me of old school Jersey girl, the hottest girl in high school, the hottest girl in college. She got that look.
She's the hottest girl in the world. Man,
that cost you 2 credit cards, huh?
It's worth it.
Yeah, 2 credit cards. Trust me, one of them right now is on hold. Okay.
How great would it be like when he gets a call from like Chase? Excuse me, sir, Mr. Barrett. We were wondering if you made a transaction recently. It's coming up on our files as you were getting your ass tapped by a hot chick. do you say that this isn't okay? Did you make this account? Did you change this?
Yeah.
I'd be like, yes, totally fucked her. Do you want to see a picture? Her name's Ryan. I got pictures. I got video. I got everything. It's worth it. But I'm telling you, they are the creme de la creme. It's the best women in, and it literally is just like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Mm-hmm. You walk around like, you know, like fucking your Charlie, and you get to walk around and go, that one. And then that's the one you get. Like, you know what? You know, like when you buy a car and you go, maybe if the wheels were a little different, and maybe they had mud flaps, tinted windows. No, you sit there and you pick the one, exact one that you want. The exact, like, you go, that one. And then they go, okay, have fun. And then you go to the hooker booker, and the hooker booker sets up whatever you're supposed to do price-wise. And then they escort you to their room.
$5,000,
and they put a nice sheet there.
Right?
Hey.
Like
no, yeah. It's not. This is prom. This is not a weekend girl. This is not a girl.
$5,000 easy marry me.
No, that you because you're doing a New York six for $5,000 for a weekend.
Okay.
This is a fucking Nevada 13.
Okay,
you're not doing that. Mark, are you still alive? By the way, I think we lost Mark.
We lost him.
Yeah, I guess we lost Mark.
You're probably leaning on the phone.
He probably did with his dick. Well, if he calls back,
there,
he calls
right?
back.
He's still out there.
He's
right?
still no. He's not there because the phone is it's not lit anymore. So I guess we lost Mark.
Oh,
well, either way.
Yeah, but he's still out by the Bunny Ranch.
He's probably
right? Oh, he's
his phone got cut off because he couldn't make the payment. His fucking credit card died.
It's gone.
I can't do anything anymore. I got no more money.
But, his house going to be a foreclosure?
No.
Yeah, but his dick
my wife's
okay.
going to be pissed. No,
but his dick is whistling.
No, but yeah. it's a different thing. Until you experience it, you're never going to understand that.
If you can afford it,
because if you that's the thing. If you can afford it, you go there, you enjoy it. This is like the fruits of your labor.
Mm-hmm.
You saved up enough money.
What did LeVar Burton have with those?
LeVar Burton?
$70,000, something like that.
Damn, he was over there, too?
Wait a minute. LeVar Burton?
What was the guy's name?
The guy from Reading Rainbow?
He was also Kunta Kinte. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's Star Trek.
Motherfucker, if LeVar Burton went to the Bunny Ranch, they're going to cut off the other fucking foot, too. What the fuck are you talking about?
What was his name, Bob? Odom.
Lamar Odom.
Yeah, that's it.
Not LeVar Burton.
Lamar. Yeah, I was getting ready to say.
I was like, who the fuck is he talking
Holy
about?
Shit, LeVar Burton.
See, this is why.
I was getting nervous. Is that you on Sesame Street?
Yeah. No, Reading Rainbow, motherfucker.
Reading Rainbow. Same shit.
I spent $70,000, I think, in the weekend.
Here's a book, kids, about getting your dicks up. I'm Jimmy was our bird. You know I was on Star Trek, and I have Star Trek money to spend on this pussy.
This how you do it, kids.
Yes.
That was the guy, right?
Sometimes I like to fuck the whore while wearing the visor from the show. I pretend I'm blind, and I say, beam me up, and I come in her face.
That's a lot more fun.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, that's LeVar Burton. Everyone calm down. See, this is why I can't be mad at Joe. Because then he'll say something so stupid.
Yeah,
and it makes me laugh so hard. And then the fight's over. We're done.
Yeah.
Because Lamar Odom and LeVar Burton, I have never confused either one of them.
But he has.
One is an 8-foot tall basketball player who has fucked the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And the other one was a guy from Reading Rainbow who gets kids to fucking not have literacy problems.
It's not the same
guy. Like two different worlds.
It's the same guy,
That guy has never been to the Bunny Ranch. LeVar Burton.
I hope not.
Yeah. I like to fuck him while wearing my Star Trek uniform, kids.
But Lamar
I'm reading
Odom,
Rainbow.
But then Lamar Odom, he went in there, and he was there for like 2 weeks.
Yes, well, he had... See, that was the first time I was ever at the ranch. We were... The first thing that me and Dennis discussed, I said, oh, so am I staying at the ranch in one of these bungalows? Because there's bungalows on the property. And he goes, no. Those are for fucking celebrities that want to pay like $20,000 to $40,000 for the weekend. Mm. Because they fully stock your fridge. There's a chef 24 hours, 7 days a week, whatever you want.
Right.
And jokingly around, and I know it's going to sound racist because now there's a black guy in the room, but I'm going to say it anyway. LeVar Odom. LeVar Burton wanted, I swear to God, I shit you not, he wanted watermelon. And he wanted fried chicken in his refrigerator.
I would.
So that's what... No, I'm just saying. I have to precurse that because there's three white guys and one black guy, and it's going to look bad. So I have to just precurse. That's what he asked for. So in, and then he had two girls that were on around the clock. Like if he were, if he's like, I feel like some head.
That's worth 70 grand.
And the girl comes in. And so, that's what I'm saying. It's whenever he wanted to get fucked. Like if he was like,
fucking on call.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can really want to eat a piece of chicken and get my balls licked.
Come
in the room.
You could probably die from all that pleasure, you know? Food and sex and everything. Like you could
He passed out. I don't know.
Came pretty fucking close.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Because he also took like other, he took other drugs. Whatever the fuck Lamar did.
Yeah.
LeVar. Burton.
Stuff.
So you literally have unlimited pussy.
Yeah.
And a chef.
You have a chef, unlimited pussy,
and they
travel,
stock your fridge.
And they stock your fridge, so you really don't need the chef, but if you go like, I feel like sushi. Because they also have a restaurant. Dennis has had and still has a restaurant, and some of the cooks that work at that restaurant are from the Hell's Kitchen, the TV show. So it's not like... You're not getting, like, the creme de la... When he had his the birthday parties, the spread that they put out, you're like... You, a lot of people... I swear to God, I'm talking about these are girls with, like, abs and shit. They're in there eating, like, fucking hogs. We're eating there, like, fucking... Because the food was that good.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, now I have that on call as well. I have transportation if I feel like... You know what I feel like doing? Driving out in the desert and fucking her in the desert. Okay. Your car is ready, Mr. Odom. And they vroom and drive off. That's why when I was put up in the hotel, the Gold Dust West, because that's where he would get like a block of rooms. So that's fine for like press and everything else.
Right.
But like when you're a celebrity and you have a shit ton of money to throw out, there you go.
Yeah, shit.
And it was worth it. You think about it. If you have that money to blow. Blow that fucking money.
Pussy on call.
Why would I not want that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I have $70,000.
Maybe we hit the lotto someday. You know?
I got $70,000. That means absolutely
a whole
shit
new reason
to me.
To live
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
What better way to spend it?
Yeah. Why would you not? I think I'm going to play something else to get the fuck out of here because I don't think I have the closing. So I'm going to play. I'll find something. I'll play this song I was just playing before.
Yeah.
To get the fuck out. I don't know. But we have to close up shop in a little bit now, right?
Yeah, it's time.
Fucking 2 hours already done. Ginger Banks was on the show. Yes, thank you, Ginger, for being on the program.
A lot of call-ins tonight.
Yeah, a lot of call-ins. Me and Me and Joe fought, but then we made up.
No, Joe didn't fight. It was the puppet that fought.
No, Joe fought. Joe was having a moment. He was speaking through the puppet.
The puppet was mad.
Don't give me that bullshit.
He told me himself. He says he's fucking pissed off.
Well, the puppet.
Why do you think he's not talking to you now?
The puppet's a cunt.
That's right.
The puppet, much like Danny, doesn't fucking talk to me.
He don't talk.
I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
I'm going to go hit Ginger up now.
Ricky already on gingerbanks.com.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I'm telling you, go. I don't know what happened to Mark. He probably either, I'm telling you, his phone died out or he's getting laid. So
probably the latter.
One of the two.
Nah, he's probably out of money by now.
Ooh, who's that ass?
Ooh.
She's got a nice tuck.
Nice.
Some booty.
Is that a girl you know, or is that a girl from the Bunny Ranch?
It's a girl my brother knows. She wants to be a movie star.
Well, you told her to call in. We'll give her
got the look.
Ass on her.
I got a part for
her. That's a quarter off that.
It's not a big part, but it works. Goddamn. Yep. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. It's the let's get some music going. It's the Ham Radio Show. Hopefully next week we'll figure out whatever the fuck we're doing. Because I don't know where the cast is of this show. We do have five envelopes of death we're going to do with Marcus. Marcus is going to get to pick his own punishment.
Okay.
So we'll have Marcus in studio. We're also going to have Rob Piper, who's a male porn star, who's going to come on the show. I thought after we kick the shit out of Marcus, we'll have somebody with a big dick on so that Marcus
happy.
Will be happy.
Yeah, make
that's
up
what
for
I thought. It'll be a nice thing for everybody.
Homophobia, yes.
Yeah, and then you're homophobic. Well, I don't know. He might like it. He might have a lot of male friends and fans. Who the hell knows? All right, so it's the Ham Radio Show. Remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And we're going to fucking go away, like the song just said. remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, go to gingerbanks.com, because Ginger probably masturbated in front of the chicken first.
And do it over your underwear.
There you go. Java, Ricky, Joe, me, we're out of here. We'll see you next week, bitches.